Right. Talking of rock, I've got the lady that knows all about rock, Antonella. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How about you, Kirk?
I'm very good. Thank you. Lovely to see you. And
lovely to see you too.
I'm very, very pleased as to why you're here. 3 o'clock on November the 25th. The Tattoo Art Rock Contest starts. It's all going to be down in Amarillo Golf. Tell me all about it.
Oh, this will be a very, very different event. We never saw something like this in the island because it's all together an artistic contest. So you can see their body painting, painters, illustrators, many kind of
there's a vintage
shops,
market, isn't there?
Yeah, vintage market. Many things. Also, of course, the music is the most important part. We have a big cartel. We have a big poster for the music. But altogether, they mean to me cooperation, co-working in between the art, because it's something that we miss in the island. Work together to make something different for people. Not always the same shows, because people is bored. I think that people want a place to go with the children also. This is children friendly, so you can come with your son, with your daughter, and you have fun there, having your drink and listen to the music, and they will enjoy and learn something about the body painting, the story, the meaning of paint your skin, and then going to the tattoo. We are the first live contest of tattoo. Very difficult with the load that we have at the moment in the island, but this is another story that we can tell in another moment.
But if we touch upon the children thing, it is a family event. Now, just to cover it for everyone who needs to know, the tickets are available on box office, which
yes.
I'll cover all that in a moment, but they're €15 per person. However, under 10s are free.
Yes.
And they're going to have an education in tattooing, yeah. Rock and roll, and the story behind tattooing.
Yes.
They're not going to get tattoos, don't panic.
not the children. But if you are drunk enough, you can tattoo all over your body, whatever you want.
But again, not the kids.
No.
They're going to learn about the African tribes and where the paint came from,
yes.
What they mean, and the story and the history of rock and roll.
Yes, because I think that here, as in many parts in the world, we always forget to tell the children where the things come from. So the music that we are living now comes and has a story. So why we don't explain them something about Fats Domino or Elvis or something more important? So I think that to know about the things is the way that you can choose.
Yes.
To be free. If you don't know, you are not free.
And this is important. And it's a real... It's a festival of alternative art and things. So there is the live tattoo contest. Now, I'm going to come back to the music in a moment, but there's exhibitions of art.
Yes.
What I like the sound of is the vintage market. That's going to be a collection of proper vintage materials and even the way that these materials are approached to in making
of
the clothing and things like that.
Yes, we will have also the Nile. So for the lovers of the old style,
the proper music and stuff.
Yes.
And of course, I said we're going to touch upon the music. You've got 8 hours of entertainment.
Yes, we have 5 concerts. We have 4 bands from Tenerife. I love all of them. 2 are at the moment known in the island as a tribute band, Coverama and Pandora, but they are starting now to write their songs, and we are very lucky. Maybe we can present something new.
I've got something very, very special from one of the bands, Coverama. I've got Ed in. He stood next to me. We're going to have a chat with Ed in a moment, and I've got some of their original material, and we are going to listen to it. We're going to have a song from them before we chat to Ed. But prior to going over to that, there's also a prize for best tattoo.
Yes, a dear friend from Italy that built a tattoo machine will come to enjoy us and offer 3 prizes for the best tattoo that the public will choose. It's all very friendly situation.
Yeah,
don't think about a competition where you have to kill the other because you want to win. It's not something so hard. It's not the moment. Now, maybe next year, I don't know.
But the Italian Tattoo Supply, they're coming over and they're doing the announcement. 3 prizes for best tattoo.
Yes, and enjoy with us. And they come for the party and they bring the machine.
Brilliant. So if anyone is listening from our time at the TEAs, if you do need a tattoo because you didn't win your category and you committed on air to having one, now is your time. Just saying, Chips.
It is.
Right, so we've also got, and I'm very, very excited about this, the Harley Davidson act.
Yes, yes, we will have there 8 and maybe they could be 10 because we're not sure. Fantastic Harley Davidson exposition. So you can enjoy, you can talk with Canary Riders. That is a brand store in Las Americas that will offer us this exhibition. So you can also win a tour on Harley Davidson.
Wow.
And I give you another news that is not on our poster because it's a very new entry. We also, you can win with your ticket. When you buy your ticket, you can win a VIP package with the jet ski in Los Cristianos. It will be a 2-hour package for a couple. And you will enjoy our beaches. And
fantastic. So, yes. So even just by getting a hold of your tickets. Tickets are available on tomaticket.es. That's tomaticket.es. They're €15 a head. And the event is on the 25th of November, as I've said. And so whilst you buy your ticket, you're actually then entering into a raffle as well to win a couple of hours.
You will have a number on your ticket. So we will... I don't know how you say in English. We will get
draw the raffle. Yeah,
yes,
that's perfect.
Yes, and the lucky one can win the lucky ones because we have more prizes for all our public.
Well, I think that's going to be the cherry on the cake because looking at this lineup anyway, you've got the headline act here, a Los Cigarros. Now, Los Cigarros is familiar to me because only in September. They supported a band I think might do quite well in the rock scene.
Yes, I think that you should know them. They made a couple of songs in
couple
the last
of songs.
Few years.
The guy Michael looks after them. Who's that front man? Michael Swagger? No.
The one that's got the big mouth?
Oh, Mick Jagger, Rolling Stones.
Yes, you know them?
Just to confirm, Rolling Stones warm-up band on the September...
Yes.
Was it 27th?
27th September in Barcelona.
And their warm-up band was Los
Cigarros. 50,000 people. They were... playing in front of 50,000 people
in Barcelona.
Yes.
And now they're here on the 25th of November headlining the Tattoo Art Rock Contest. Now, whilst they're huge and enormous, and he looks an awful lot like Mick Jagger, the front man.
But, a little bit. It
we've
looks
also
like
got.
A lot
they're huge, absolutely enormous, especially in rock. But we've got our very own Coverama here as well in the studio. So I'm going to talk more about music with you, Ed, if that's all right. Before we do that, I want to say thank you very much, Antonella, for coming on.
Thank you.
And I'm going to press play on a song called Hollow. Would you like to introduce it for me?
Yes. This is the first song that I heard about Coverama, and they let me listen to it in their room playing, and I really enjoy it, and I really like it, and I hope you will do it too.
Thank you very much. This is Hollow. We'll be talking to Ed, whose vocal you're about to hear after this. Thanks, Antonella.
Thank you, Kurt. Bye.
Wow. Coverama and Hollow, and I've got the lead man from that, the front man himself, Ed. How are you?
Fine. You?
Very, very good. Thank you. Very good. So, that just to get that right, Hollow, that was an original song.
Yes.
Not a cover. Yes, but you are typically a cover band. You've done lots of cover work.
Yeah, Coverama is a cover band, but we started a new band for the original songs. We just launched two songs. This one and the other you just going to listen. The next band is called Therapy Break.
Right, perfect.
We are starting to introduce those songs in our Coverama concerts until we have enough material to have our own concert for the new band. You know?
Brilliant. And just to cover exactly where Coverama are at the moment, you have like 150 gigs a year already.
Yes, yes.
A lot of them in the Hard Rock Cafe.
Yes.
So people can see you out and about. But the main event for this year that we'll be doing is the 25th of November. Mm-hmm. They can see you there at the Tattoo Art Rock Contest. And this is the nice thing with radio interviews, is you have a discussion on air, but then whilst the songs are playing, you talk more. And not necessarily things you can talk about on the radio, but you get a real insight. Now, I'm quite excited because obviously I'm working in an environment of music here in Tenerife. I'm on the radio, mm-hmm. and then of a night time, I work with mainly British tourists, but European tourists generally. We work in an environment of music to a point. And I asked you, if I had children who were interested in an alternative kind of music and into rock, rather than the typical Spanish generation music that we get here, how would you get into it? And you literally went, don't ask me that.
Yes.
Because we're in the worst place possible to go into this. So this concert is huge. This Tattoo Art Rock Contest, yes, is an enormous opportunity, especially for young families, to show the kids that there is other music out there and that you can,
exactly,
enjoy. And you were talking earlier on, and Antonella's still here, by the way, pointing randomly in the studio. You were talking about this being an opportunity to be free and to make more choices and have another education. So how important is that to you, Ed? As the lead singer in a band, you just used a phrase saying, all the odds are against us. Here,
yes. Tenerife, and especially but Canary Islands also, is a place where there is a big culture of a tropical kind of music, you know, salsa and all that, and reggaeton, and this is what you get in all the radio stations except Oasis FM. So the kids that's where they're listening all day, you know, and sometimes I have to say that people here relate rock with noise.
Yes.
And it's like rock people are people with long hair, you know, and kind of difficult people. That's the main, in general,
stereotype. I mean, yeah,
stereotype, yeah, in general, from the people in Tenerife, and I am from Tenerife.
Yeah.
But that's what it is, and it's kind of difficult, you know. You play in a bar, and they tell you to lower your volume, you know, and then they bring a DJ and it plays much louder than you, you know.
Yeah, and it's like you say, it's a stigma attached, and it's a stereotype that you see when you see rock. However, I think at the same time it's good to embrace a stereotype for what it is. So combining the Harleys, the tattoos, the vintage clothes and the rock, it's what makes rock so good and so special and so unique to the right people. So what I'm looking forward to on this November the 25th, when you are playing, I mean you've got a fantastic lineup. You're one of four Tenerife based bands.
Yes.
Of course, headlined by Los Cigarros, but the Peresuelto and the Pandora and the Somni as well.
Yes.
Between you all to do 8 hours, you've got a window here of 8 hours where you can directly affect and influence.
Yes.
Everybody. Everybody, yeah, who, and all they've got to do to be there is head to tomaticket.es. It's €15 a ticket. If you break that down over the hours, I'm no mathematician, but I'm pretty sure that's less than €2 an hour per person, which is insane. And I haven't even covered the food trucks. There are actual trucks of food. See? Now, they didn't put that on any stereotype for rock men, did they? No. And there's nothing wrong here either. But I'm really, really excited to see you down there. I've heard, obviously, one track already, Hollow. Mm-hmm. We've got a second one now. But just for people who don't know Coverama, this is a four-piece band.
Yes.
So this is yourself and who?
Antonio, Frigol and Carlos. We are all from La Laguna.
Okay.
We started 5 years ago. We have played, as Antonella said, 150 concerts already. We played in Tenerife, other islands, and also in Madrid. We plan to travel much more to the mainland Spain next year. And it's a cover band, but we really changed the songs. You know, we don't play exactly like the originals, and we the main characteristic of our band is that we put a lot of adrenaline to our songs. You know, it's very fun and very very energetic concerts. You know, and all they are all very very famous songs. You know, everybody will dance and jump with us.
That's what it's for. You're here to enjoy music. That's what music should be. Yeah. It should be enjoyed. It should be celebrated. And I think this is a fantastic idea. It's the first edition in Tenerife. Just to recap, if anyone's just joining us now, we're talking the Tattoo Art Rock Contest. It's the 25th of November, so we've got a bit of time. I'm going to talk to people more about it as the week peters out. But we've got 3 till 11. It's down on the Amarillo Golf Course. And San Miguel de Abona. So if you come through Chafiris and take a right, if you're heading up from Las Americas and head right down to the water, you're going to see it. Now, €15 for a ticket for adults. Children under 10 are free. And there is going to be an education. We talk about music education on this show a lot. We play the likes of older style. You brought up Antonelli, you brought up Fats Domino and Elvis and stuff. We've got the best of musical educations tomorrow morning, 8 till 12. We've a guy called Robbie Dominic who does every kind of music from days when you used to have to listen on chalk and slate, but it works really, really well. So I think this is going to be fantastic. Anybody listening now with even a slight interest in rock music or alternative entertainment by the way of your Harleys and your Vintage Markets is the place to be. I'd like to say thank you very much for both coming in.
Thank you.
Can I play one more of your songs, please?
Please do.
Would you like to introduce it?
Yeah, this next song is called Wake Up, and it's a kind of a protest song. So it talks about something about, like, you don't have to let anybody else tell you what to do. You just have to go your own way and you'll be happier, you know?
I think that's a fantastic message. And for me, this whole concert will be epitomised in the message of this song. This is Wake Up by Coverama. Thank you very much, Ed, for coming in.
Thank
and Antonella
you.
As well. I'll give everybody a recap on details and how you can get your tickets, but I won't be doing any of it until we've listened to this.
This is Oasis FM, Tenerife.